Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, Pat and Chris, recently in God's News Behind the News, Christians in Pakistan are being persecuted. Mm. These are brothers and sisters that are being persecuted by Muslims in mob attacks.
Wow.
I want you to listen up to this segment from CBN. You know, this is, you don't find this on the everyday news channel, but let me tell you, it is happening. It is happening, and you got to know. Listen to this.
On the side of the rebels. Pakistan's Christians are calling for justice after a Muslim mob attacked a Christian neighborhood in Lahore this weekend. This was the scene on Saturday after hundreds of rampaging Muslims tore through the Christian community, destroying about 170 homes. The mob was fueled by the arrest of a Christian man on charges that he blasphemed Islam's prophet Muhammad. Most Christians fled their homes before the attack, and there were no reports of deaths. Sunday, they marched in the streets of Islamabad and other cities, calling on the government to protect minorities.
Of course, this is quite clear that the government of Pakistan has failed to protect the rights of the minorities. Minorities are responsibility of the government. This is their job and responsibility to protect them. And if 200 houses have been burned in the presence of the police, that is a clear indication that it is failure of the government.
Hmm. Blasphemy against Muhammad is a serious crime in Pakistan, and it carries the death penalty. Those laws are often used as an excuse to persecute Christians. I see a BBC in there. A Christian mother of three has been facing a death sentence since her blasphemy conviction 3 years ago. Those who stand up against the laws also risk their lives. Shahbaz Bhatti, a Christian and Pakistan's minister for minorities, was murdered after protesting Pakistan's blasphemy laws. And for more on this, we're joined now by senior international correspondent Gary Lane. Gary, how are these blasphemy laws impacting Christians? Are they afraid to talk about their faith?
Yeah, they are afraid to talk about their faith because if they speak out about it, they get killed. Yeah. Or at the very least, they're threatened, intimidated, maybe even thrown in jail. So they're hesitant to talk about the truth and speak out about these horrid laws, where archaic laws that have been on the books since 1985, 87, mid-80s. President Zia implemented them. Or put them into place.
Right.
But many times they're used against Christians just as a ploy.
And why do you think there isn't more public outrage, especially from the international community?
I think the international media considers this just, oh, this is just sectarian violence. Christians and Muslims going at it again. But they need to see this as a human rights issue. Hmm. These are poor Christians. Most of them are just street sweepers, farm laborers, and these mobs will come after them simply on a rumor that someone did something. There's no evidence at all. And many times when these cases move up in the court system, they're thrown out by the higher courts because there is no evidence.
And I think they have some sort of, not just legal right, but some sort of spiritual right to persecute these Christians because they have so-called blasphemed Muhammad.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? You know, there's no tolerance for another opinion or someone just voicing something that you may find offensive. They'll go out, you know, rampage through the streets, steal what they can from the homes of the Christians, and then set them on fire. That's what happened here.
Gary, what's the latest on the Asiya Bibi case, the mom who's facing the death sentence?
Well, we're still waiting for her appeal to go to a higher court. The court has been hesitant to accept the case at this time because of the intimidation again. Right. On the lower court level, judges are bribed and intimidated. Higher court level, less likely. So it's just a matter of someone with courage coming forward and saying, we'll accept this case, looking at the evidence and saying there's no evidence and throwing it out.
And then how can we as Christians help the persecuted church and these people in Pakistan?
Well, the first thing they always say to us is pray.
Sure.
Pray for us that God will give us strength to endure this persecution. Not that he'll free us from it, but we'll endure it, that we'll have stronger backs to endure this. The other thing is to support those groups like the Voice of the Martyrs that help the people. These people are out in the middle of nowhere with no housing now, 175 families. They need help.
That's right. The Bible says pray for those in chains. Gary Lane, we always appreciate your
Amazing.
Insights.
Thank you.
Thanks
Wendy.
So much.
Amazing. Looking at this, 200 houses have been burned in the presence of police. 200 houses of Christians have been burned in the presence of police, and there's not an outrage. Nothing is being done about this there.
Wow.
And it's like the persecution is real. It is happening every day to Christians across the world. And particularly, this was a Muslim attack. You know, we've talked about on VFN Radio, Jesus and the Jews, right?
Yeah.
Jesus and the Jews. And you understand that for Christians, preaching that Jesus is the Son of God is and the only way to God, that is seen as an adversarial position to the Quran, where Muhammad writes that Jesus is not the Son of God and that he will have to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. That's adversarial to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to change. We're not going to not tell the truth. The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is the truth. Right now, it's considered blasphemy. It's considered a serious crime to speak blasphemy against Muhammad. And it's like, come on now. You're gonna see these persecutions happen because why is that the name of Jesus? Mm. Why does the name just invoke so much hatred and anger? Why? There's just power in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
The devil will try everything that he can do to try to snuff it out. And you know what? You can't snuff out God. I love, what those Christians, our brothers and sisters there in Pakistan, asked for. They didn't ask for, protests with us, and they didn't ask that, do all these other things.
Right, or deliver them from the persecution.
Yeah. They said, pray. Pray. Pray for what? Pray for grace. Grace is the empowerment, the help, the strength to endure.
Mm-hmm.
Who endures these days? To
That's
endure
right.
the persecution, not to flee the persecution. If we pray for the grace to endure and they make it, that means that they make it through, they survive it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that means that God can continue to have a foothold in Pakistan and that the glory of God will continue to spread. You know, let's believe not only that they will endure, but that they will thrive and that the kingdom of God will continue to advance in such a powerful way throughout Pakistan. And that Jesus will be Lord, Lord of all. I mean, right now, there's so many people right now crying out and looking for God. And it's time. It's time for a move and an outpouring of God to spread all across the world. And I just want us to stand and remember our Christian brothers that were willing to be persecuted. The next time that you hear a sly joke, the next time that you may be mocked at the water cooler, the next time you may hear something about being a Christian in this country, remember that there are Christians that are losing their lives in other countries, and that we can stand with them in prayer, stand for their protection, and stand that the kingdom of God will advance in their land. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.